Yesterday, the GAB approved a plan for handling the largest recall petition effort in state history. Building on the experience of the recent recall elections of 9 state senators, the plan for the governor's recall includes buying 2 high-speed scanners, hiring and training 50 unbiased temp workers, and putting in place an elaborate chain of custody for protecting the petitions. GAB election specialist David Berger says the scanned pages will be easier to count and prevent possible damage or theft.
Say someone slipped through our screening process and, you know, they tore up pages at our recall review site, we would have the electronic copies available. That would also serve for fire or anything else that may damage the petitions.
Some citizens at yesterday's meeting raised concerns about eliminating duplicate or phony signatures. Berger says the board will only be checking to confirm that petition signers live in the state. He says the targeted candidate will have to find and challenge duplicate or phony signatures or signers who aren't eligible voters. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy also says allegations of intimidation or petition tampering on either side of the recall effort are being referred to local district attorneys.
Making personal attacks, acts of aggression against people, those are the kind of things we really can't tolerate. We really expect the citizens of Wisconsin to step up and respect the process, knowing that the Constitution gives people the right to recall and our laws also protect the people who are being recalled. We settle our differences at the ballot box.
The GAB predicts it will cost $650,000 to cover the cost of handling the recall. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.